analysts predicting a deficit larger than previous surpluses. The Treasurer has also declined to confirm the existence of a $5.5 billion fund for cost of living relief and election sweeteners. In international news, content warning for violent crime. Accused CEO killer Muangi Manji Ohanyi has been charged with 11 offences in New York, including murder, as an act of terrorism after CEO of US health insurance company United Healthcare Brian Thompson was shot dead in Manhattan. District Attorney in Manhattan Alvin Bragg justified the use of the terrorism charge, saying it was not an ordinary killing, it was intended to evoke terror, and we've seen the reaction. New York Police Commissioner said the reaction to the killing was shocking and appalling, a celebration of cold-blooded murder. Manang Gawani is expected to face local Pennsylvanian court for extradition hearing. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with thunderstorm alerts in place. It's currently 28 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. The moon today is in the phase of a waning gibbous at 92.2%. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Drinking quality coffee should be easy, sustainable and accessible.
Coffee Supreme's mission is